partly sunny conditions down to around 68. Right now with the humidity at 87%, it's 82 and feels like 88. ESPN 93.5, sunny 95.3.
Weather brought to you by Chief Bauer. Why call just any AC repairman? Well, you can call an expert, Chief Bauer Service Experts, 866-EXPERTS. Visit chiefbauer.com. Today, ladies and gentlemen, Mondays and Fridays, it's Ditka and Brother Johnny. And Fridays at 8:30, it's political humorist and satirist Bill Melberg, a U of I alum, and Evening with the Presidents.com, Bill Melberg. How are you, Bill?
I'm hot.
We all are hot.
Hello, Stevie. Hello, Diane. And
good morning, ESPN Radio and sunny listeners.
Well, Bill, much of the news during the past week has been rather tense and divisive. And sometimes some people like to just tune out all of the negative news and focus on something more positive. So what do you do when you want to chill out on a hot summer day or a warm summer night?
Well, Stevie and Diane, when I want to leave the rest of the world with all of its problems behind me, I sit down with a good book and start reading.
Yes, that's what I like to do, too. And that's why we've decided, ladies and gentlemen, put the news on hold this morning and sit down with a few of our regular guests to talk about summer books. We'll ask them what they're reading this summer, and hopefully they'll tell us about some good books to add to our summer reading lists. Our panel of avid readers includes former President Bill Clinton.
Hi, Stevie. Hello, Diane.
Former President George W. Bush.
Howdy, Stevie. Howdy, Diane.
Hello.
Former California Gubernator Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Thanks for inviting me. It's good to be back.
And former Congressman, haven't heard from him in a while, Barney Frank.
Hello, Stevie. Hello, Diane.
Hi.
And hello, ESPN radio listeners.
Gentlemen, let me start with this question. Have you read any good books lately? President Bush, let's begin with you.
Well, Stevie, I've been reading Ron Chernow's fascinating book about George Washington, or as his friends called him, George W.
And what's the book about?
Well, it's about George Washington. I mean, hey, that's the title. And it describes Washington's childhood, his role as commander-in-chief of the Continental Army during the Revolutionary War, his 8 years as President of the United States, his private life, all that kind of stuff. It's a fascinating book, but it's a very long book.
Oh, well, how long is it?
Well, it's over 800 pages.
Wow. Have you finished the book?
No, not yet.
How far have you gotten?
Page two, as Paul Harvey used to say. Page two. But I can already tell from the first two pages that it's one humdinger of a good book about George Washington.
So President Bush recommends George Washington by Ron Chernow. Now, Diane, speaking of page two, I think you want to ask President Clinton about a book he's reading now?
Yes, that's right, Stevie. Mr. President, what can you tell us about Good Day, the Paul Harvey story?
Well, Diane, Good Day, as you just mentioned, tells the story of Paul Harvey, a man who spent 76 years behind a microphone on radio stations all across America. Author Paul Batura describes how the legendary Paul Harvey got his start in radio as a 14-year-old announcer on a station in his hometown of Tulsa, Oklahoma, back in 1933. The book also describes how Paul Harvey was fired from one of his first full-time jobs in radio. In fact, his boss at the time told him, and I'm quoting now, "Paul, you have a silly and funny-sounding voice. People won't like you. Your voice is distracting. Take it from me, you have no future in radio," unquote. But Paul Harvey later thanked that boss, a guy named Art Mosby, for pushing him up by kicking him out, because Paul Harvey kept climbing the ladder of success until he became the most listened to person on radio. And now you know the rest of the story, as Paul Harvey used to say.
Mr. President, I'm told that you do a pretty good impersonation of Paul Harvey. How about letting us hear a few lines?
Oh, shucks, Diane. You're putting me on the spot. But, well, what the heck. All right, here goes. Hello, Americans. This is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news. And in the headlines today, Dateline Vienna, Austria, archaeologists have unearthed the long-missing coffin of famed composer Ludwig van Beethoven. Lifting Beethoven's coffin to the surface, they could hear a strange scratching noise coming from inside. So opening the lid carefully, delicately, gingerly, they peered inside, and to their utter amazement, they saw page 2. They saw Beethoven himself busily erasing sheets of sheet music. When asked what he was doing, Beethoven replied, quoting now, "I'm decomposing, and now you know the rest of the story, Paul Harvey." Good night.
That was terrific, Mr. President. President Clinton doing his best Paul Harvey. You do a great Paul Harvey impersonation. And the name of the book, once again, is Good Day, The Paul Harvey Story by Paul Batura. You know, President Clinton just mentioned that Paul Harvey was an Oklahoma native. And so is the subject of this morning's golden oldie book, Lou, Winning in Illinois by Lou Henson, who was skipped by Myslinski. And Arnold Schwarzenegger, I understand you've been reading Lou once again.
That's right, Stevie and Diane. And it's a great book. In fact, it's even better the second time around, so I recommend finding a copy on eBay or a good used bookstore because Lou is a fantastic read.
What's it about?
What do you think it's about? It's about one great guy, Lou Henson, and his incredible record as one of the NCAA's all-time greatest men's basketball coaches. But Stevie and Diane, it's also a love story.
Oh, you mean Coach Henson's love for basketball?
Yes, yes, but I'm referring to Lou's greatest love, Mary, his wife, who, by the way, Lou met while working at a summer job in a Green Giant canning plant here in Illinois.
A canning plant?
Yes, a canning plant. It's a long story starting on page 52. But it was a short and beautiful romance, and that's why you need to read the book. And you'll also read the advice that Bobby Knight gave to Lou Henson about how to deal with negative letters from fans and critics. And Lou's followed that advice ever since.
And what was Bobby Knight's advice to Lou about handling critics? Throw a chair at them?
No, but Stevie, you need to read the book to find out. It's on pages 227 and 228.
All right. Well, once again, the title of the book is Lou, Winning in Illinois, and it's the story of our good friend and one heck of a good guy, Coach Lou Henson. And if Lou and Mary are listening this morning, we love you guys.
Yes, we do. Go Illini. We have another golden oldie book this morning that former Congressman Barney Frank has been reading. It's called Superman Serial. That's S-E-R-I-A-L. To Serial, C-E-R-E-A-L, by Gary Grossman. And Congressman Frank, this is an old paperback book that tells the story of an original Superman series back in the 1940s, as well as the classic Adventures of Superman television series back in the 1950s.
That's right, Diana Stevie. And a lot of today's kids watching this summer's Superman movie have probably never seen the old Superman TV series starring George Weaves as Clark Kent and Superman, Noel Neal as Lois Wayne, John Hamilton as Perry, Don't Call Me Chief White, and Jack Wilson as Jimmy Olsen. Oh, those were the good old days of Superman.
And did you watch that every week as a boy?
You bet I did, Diane. And like so many other little boys back in the 50s, I wanted to grow up to be just like Superman. I wanted to bend steel in my little bare hands, be faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings in a single bound, and I wanted to go into phone booths like Clark Kent and take off my clothes.
You wanted to do what?
I wanted to go into phone booths like Clark Kent and change into my Superman uniform with the wet cape and the blue tights.
And did you grow up to be just like Superman?
Well, not exactly, but I do wear wet capes when the weather's cold here in Boston. Capes are fairly fashionable.
All right, we have one more book to review, and it's a bestseller from George W. Bush.
You mean my autobiography, Decision Points?
No, sir, I meant you were going to review our last book for us, and I believe the title is Nothing Like It in the World, The Men Who Built the Transcontinental Railroad by Stephen Ambrose.
Yes, sir. That's a really great book by a really great historian, Stephen Ambrose. And it tells the story of the building of the first transcontinental railroad. Well, actually, there were two railroads, the Central Pacific, running from Sacramento to Ogden, Utah, and the Union Pacific, which ran from Ogden, Utah to Omaha. Of course, there were other railroads that ran from Omaha to Chicago on the East Coast, but the Central Pacific and the Union Pacific made it possible to travel from coast to coast in a matter of days instead of weeks or months. And by the way, the Union Pacific is still in business nearly 150 years later.
When was the Transcontinental Railroad completed?
1869, Stevie, 100 years before the first men landed on the moon.
Well, thank you to our special guests for their excellent book reviews. Incidentally, all the books we review this morning, in fact, were real, even if the guests were not. Speaking of the first man on the moon, when we come back, political humorist and aerospace historian Bill Melberg will be reviewing one last book for us this morning. Very timely choice, with tomorrow's marking the 44th anniversary of the first lunar landing. Stay tuned to ESPN 93.5 and the new Sunny 95.3. Hey, we're back with political humorist Bill Melberg in Chicago. We're going to ask Bill to put on his aerospace historian's cap for us once again so that he can review a very timely book about the first landing on the moon.
That's right, Stevie. The book is called First Man by James R. Hansen, H-A-N-S-E-N. And First Man is the authorized biography of Neil Armstrong, the first man to set foot on the moon. And before I say anything else about the book, let's listen to Neil Armstrong's first words as he became the first man on the moon.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Oh, that looks beautiful to me.
It has a stark beauty all its own. It's like much of the high desert of the United States. It's different, but it's very pretty out here.
One small step for a man, one giant leap for mankind. And when did Neil Armstrong say those words, Bill?
Said them 44 years ago tomorrow.
Wow.
Just a few hours after Neil and his co-pilot Buzz Aldrin landed on the moon in a spacecraft named Eagle.
And in fact, the first words to the moon were, "The Eagle has landed." That's what Neil Armstrong said after he brought their spacecraft down for that historic first landing on the moon. It was a rather exciting landing, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Neil had to fly over some very large craters and boulder fields before he finally found a smooth spot to land. And when he touched down, he only had about 10 seconds of fuel remaining.
Wow. That's a book. First Man describes all of that?
It certainly does. And just as importantly, the book describes the rest of Neil Armstrong's remarkable career and his fascinating life, a life which sadly came to an end just about a year ago when Neil died as a result of some complications from a surgery he had. But First Man does a terrific job of describing the life of Neil Armstrong, who was a very modest man who did some very great things. And I might add, he was a Purdue graduate.
Yeah, Big Ten guy. I was at my grandma's house in Urbana, June 20, 1969. Remember it vividly. Pretty darn cool. Black and white. Hey, Bill, always a pleasure. Thanks for your time and talent.
Ask you wow wow.
That's Bill Melberg in eveningwiththepresidents.com if you want to find him online. Diane, thank you as always.
Enjoy the weekend.
Meet you on Monday. We'll do it again. Have a warm, cool. It's going to be warm, then cool. And just hang in there with this heat.
That's right.
It is going to improve. Champaign County Fair, see some of you out there. Talent show Monday night. Talk about that on Monday a little bit more. It got 25 acts, I think.
Excellent.
It'll be a great talent show. Hey, I'm Stevie J with Diane Ducey. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.
Hi, this is Habib, CEO.